This is your sign to just stop consuming things. Stop asking for advice. Stop looking outside of yourself for approval. This is your sign to go and take yourself on a little retreat, okay? If you can't leave your city, that's fine. Just lock yourself somewhere where you're going to have some privacy and spend some time processing everything that you've learned. Even if this just means like silently sitting by yourself in your room for 30 minutes every day, like start slow, okay? Because we're so used to consuming so much information and always looking for more tips, looking for more advice, but half the journey is actually putting the advice into action. And it's really important for you to tap into your intuition and understand what advice you need to apply in what moment. This is what I suggested in my video. I think it was called 6 Levels from Survival Mode to God Mode. It takes you through like the personal growth journey from start to finish, because it's so easy to like hear all this advice and think that we have to do everything at once. But in reality, there's 1 or 2 or maybe 3 specific actions that apply to you right now in this moment. Everything else you're hearing, it's just distractions. It's just confusing for you. So that's why it's really important to understand what your intuition is telling you, what it is trying to guide you to do that's going to give you the most effortless journey possible, because we usually make it harder than it needs to be. Let's be real. We're so focused on like making sure that we're doing all the right things that we forget about the most important part. And that is how you're feeling about it. How do you feel about what you're doing? Do you feel like it's hard, but you know that it's going to lead you to the outcome that you want, so you feel like you're doing it with purpose, right? Or does every part of your body, mind, and soul scream to you that this is not aligned for you and you need to do something else? You need to remove yourself, okay? You need to learn how to distinguish between the two things. It's so easy for me to say, oh, I don't feel like going to the gym today because I just feel tired and I just feel low energy. Guess what? Going to the gym and doing exercise is what gives you more energy. It's what makes you feel more energetic and alive. And that's how I was feeling this morning, because it is a Saturday and I just wanted to like stay at home and not do anything. But it wasn't necessarily my intuition telling me, oh, you shouldn't go to the gym today. It's not aligned for you. It wasn't that. It was my body or my mind making excuses for not doing something that's good for me, for continuing to procrastinate your dream life. Before we go any further, I just wanted to let you know that if you want to learn more about all of my self-improvement products, courses, coaching packages, and all of my resources, go ahead and go to pattystaywell.com and you'll be able to browse everything there. It's also linked in my description. When you have a bad habit, or when you're not fully doing the habits that you know you need to do, there's an excuse as to why you're not successful. You can always blame that one thing and say, oh, well, if I wasn't drinking all the time, I would be super successful. Oh, if I wasn't smoking all the time, I would be super healthy. I'd be super successful. Oh, if I went to the gym, oh, I'd be in the best shape. I'd be in better shape than everyone. Or, oh, if I stopped eating junk food late at night, like, I would look great. I would feel great. I would be so energized. You have that one excuse that you can blame for not being happy and for not having the desired reality that you want to have. It's easy to say, oh, if better men came into my life, then I would have a better relationship. Or if better women came into my life, I would have a better relationship. I used to make that excuse all the time. I would always blame the other person for not treating me right and not doing the things that I wanted them to do, but I wasn't taking the responsibility in myself and saying, okay, well, how am I not showing up in that way? How am I actually repelling healthy relationships because of the way I'm acting? Like, is there anything else I could be doing? Right? And mind you, I'm recording this video from the parking garage at the gym that I went to today. I like to try out different gyms, so I'm always in a new spot. But I figured, like, okay, let me just pull out my camera real quick and film after exercising, because I didn't want to exercise today. Like, I literally just wanted to stay home and relax and eat a big breakfast, which I'm still going to do, by the way. But all I had to do first was just exercise, because there's exercises that I wanted to do. Today was arm day, so I did arms, upper body, I did a little bit of yoga, I got to use the sauna, I showered, that's why my hair is wet, and I got to change. And I figured, like, this is the perfect time to film, because after that I feel so relaxed, I feel so creative, and it gives me like a new found energy to create this content. So think about that. Earlier today I was like, no, I'm too tired to go to the gym. That wasn't my intuition speaking. That was my mind that wants to keep me comfortable. So at any given time, you're gonna have like two different thoughts at once, maybe more, but usually it's like two really big thoughts at once, and they're going to oppose each other. On the one hand, I know I want to go to the gym because it's good for me and it's something that I planned on doing, and there's no reason why I wouldn't go today, right? It's that time of the week. And then on the other hand, I have the destructive force that wants to say, no, you don't have to go to the gym, you can stay at home, you can just relax, right? And so neither desire is good or bad. Neither of these thoughts is good or bad, because depending on the situation, it may be better to stay at home and relax, or it may be better to go to the gym. It's up to me to decide, okay, what is my intuition telling me? And this morning I realized that my intuition was telling me that I needed to push through the discomfort and the laziness because it was going to overall improve my day. And guess what? Because I was too tired to come to the gym earlier, and I said, no, you know what? I'm just gonna go. Even if I just do like a really light workout, at least I'll just spend some time in the sauna, and then maybe I can record a video in my car afterwards, right? I came, I'm more energized. I ended up doing like a really great workout. I had a really great time. And now I'm recording a video on top of that, which so far already has like several minutes recorded, and I'm not even done talking, right? So I'm new, energized, awake, refreshed, and that happened because I followed my intuition. Because if I had just given in to the initial thing I thought was a desire telling me, oh no, you don't want to go to the gym today, you don't feel like it, that wasn't my intuition speaking. That was a destructive voice that was trying to keep me comfortable and keep me where I am instead of getting closer towards my goals, right? Because if I had stayed at home, I wouldn't have filmed a video. I wouldn't have had the energy to film a video. I would have just been lazy all day and stayed in my pajamas all day. Which, like I said, sometimes it's good to do that, but it really depends on what is right for you in that moment. And that's what my point is, that you can't just listen to everything around you and follow everyone else's advice. At a certain point, you have to listen to yourself, because you really do know best for you. Someone else can give you information that you're like, wow, that makes a lot of sense. That applies to me. I'm so happy I got this advice, right? I get lots of comments of people saying, oh my God, I heard this at the perfect moment, which, by the way, if you're still watching, go ahead and leave a star emoji in the comments so I know who's a star and who's still watching. But I'll get comments, people saying like, wow, this came at the perfect time. I needed to hear this, right? Just like I'll get comments of people saying like, what are you talking about? You're crazy. This makes no sense. So who's right? Who's wrong? Nobody. Everyone is right and everyone is wrong in their own experience. Like, I don't need to be validated by what other people are saying. This is something that I know I needed to hear this morning. And I'm sure if I needed to hear something like this, then someone else may need to hear something like this, right? So I feel validated in what I'm doing because I'm following my creative impulses. I'm following my intuition and I'm listening to myself. I'm not asking Google. I'm not asking my friends. I'm not asking my family. I'm not asking anyone else for permission to do what I want to do and to do what I know is best for me. You already have everything you need. You get to have it all. And if you haven't watched this video already, go ahead and check out the 6 levels from survival mode to God mode, because that will literally lay out the blueprint that you need to go on your self-improvement journey from start to finish. Now, I say start to finish because different areas of your life have different goals and desires. Just because you complete one journey doesn't mean your entire journey is over, right? But these 6 levels will repeat over and over again every time you have a new desire or a new level that you want to reach in your life. I love you, and I'll see you in the next one. Bye. Mwah.